Hey, 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 people of the internet. We are here, we are back, we are good. This is Anime Double Play, your favorite weekly anime podcast, hosted by your favorite weekly anime twins, Mary and Thomas. Both of us are here, both of us are pumped, and both of us are ready to talk about anime, manga, video games, anything you like. We will probably, hopefully, discuss a little in this week's episode. Thomas, what's good?
You're talking all funny. Why are you talking like that?
I couldn't decide on a voice, so I changed it up a lot.
But what's good? I'm good. I got a. I'm just jumping right in. I got a big order of manga shipment.
Yes.
I'm gonna go over that. So get ready, everyone. I'm gonna start
right
reading
now?
Off what I got. Yep. I'm reading off. We're right in there, baby. So I bought a bunch of stuff off of Merry Manga, which is like an online manga distributor. They don't have as much stuff. They're smaller, but they have a cool clearance section where they always have a bunch of stuff. So I got a bunch of stuff off clearance, and then I just ordered some other things that I wanted along the way. So without further ado, I bought the first three volumes of My Special One by Momoko Koda.
What made you buy that?
It was like $6.50 a volume.
Here's a question. Do you want me to ask questions while you read, or should I hold my questions till the end of the list?
You can ask me questions while I go through them.
Okay, so you just got it because it was cheap?
Yeah, and it looked all right. It's like a rom-com thing.
How many volumes is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, next, I bought Rainbow Days by Minami Mizuno. Pretty sure it's also a rom-com.
Any story behind that, or it was also cheap?
It was also on the clearance section.
Hell yeah.
When it's six-something a volume, I can get, like, the whole series. And if it's bad, I can just flip it.
You can see something on the clearance section and not buy it. So I'm the heart of my question is more like, what made you want to buy these specific ones out of all the other stuff on the clearance section?
I don't know. The art looked all right on the cover, and I've heard of it. So, like, both of these okay. I've heard of before, and like, if I've heard of it, I'm like, oh, it must be okay, because people don't talk about bad stuff. Right?
I mean, it depends on how
right?
bad.
Right?
Right. Yes, Thomas. You got it. You nailed it.
Nailed it. All right. Next, I bought the two volumes of Tista by Tatsuya Endo, who is also the author of...
Spy X Family.
Spy X Family. So,
I didn't
it's
know
their
if
work.
You wanted me... I didn't know if you wanted me to answer, but I went for it, so I'm glad you were okay.
I was pointing at you.
This is a podcast, Thomas.
Oh, right. You can't see me. Then I bought volumes 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6 of Skip and Loafer.
I'm so happy for you.
I wanted this. They didn't have volume 5, but I was like, I don't care. I'll find volume 5 somewhere else in the void.
Can I gift you volume 5?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
They're so cute in this. Like, the anime was so good. I'm like, I need more.
I want to support this new shoujo addiction. You love them.
I do. I wish, like, they were just, like, going to roll into the second season. Then I wouldn't have bought the manga, but I was like, nope, they're not doing it. I must know. I buy.
Mine. It's so hard because you don't know how long to wait.
Yeah, like, it seems like this isn't going to get another season, if I had to guess, but I don't know. Maybe it does.
Cause like,
no, I'll watch it anyway.
One, yeah, this one and Insomniacs After School. Like, this, I will say I liked Insomniacs After School more than Skip and Loafer, but it's the same thing as where, like, I would read it, but I did enjoy the anime, so I'm waiting. But the whole point of the anime is to sell the manga, so why am I fighting it? You know, it's like the age-old question.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fair. But I also saw a clip, like a panel from the manga that I really liked, and that like jogged my memory on it, and I was like, ooh, I kind of want that. Let me see if I can find that. I think I got it from Reddit.
That's a bonus if you also, like, deeply appreciate the art. Or maybe you just like the moment. I don't know.
It wasn't really the art. It was more like what our main girl said, whose name I don't remember. That's how much I love it.
I don't remember her name either. So, see? Completely fair.
Oh, here it is. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay. Put it in the Discord so people can reference.
I had previously put it in the Discord.
Do it again. Who cares? They'll listen to the episode and they'll know why.
Okay, hold on.
Guys, I'm giving Thomas permission to double post in the Discord. If you're upset about it, at me. Discord. While he currently looks for the system we're using to record this podcast.
Well, I had the picture saved on my phone.
Oh, okay, fair.
Okay, I just posted it.
My bouche coûte.
It's cute. And then, now we gotta go back to the photo with all my stuff. And I bought Bochy the Rock Volume 2.
Yay! I will say, before we get into Bochy, this is a pretty tame page to get excited about, Thomas.
No, it's cute. It's just cute. I didn't hype it up like it's the best thing ever.
I know. It's like, we're sitting next to each other and we're friends. That's fine.
For now.
Okay.
It's like, yo, don't be a hater.
I'm not being a hater.
You're being a hater, Mary.
I'm being a hater.
It's cute. She says it's cute. Fine for now. Like, implying, like, she wants to do something. Like, she's like, I like him, but it's cool for now. You know, it's, like, kind of cute. Like, without being too... Just because it's not fucking big bazonga titty girls married doesn't mean it can't be, like, kind of sexy and cute, you know?
One, you're gross. Two, I was thinking more of, like, when you said it was what she said, I thought it was going to be more, like philosophical, like a really good quote. Like, oh, wow, like something to make you think. It's still cute. It was my skewed perception of what you were going for, so I humbly apologize.
Guys, Mary thought there would be some sexy man with a sword and some girl with big bazongas on the page. And when it wasn't, she was like, yo, what is this garbage?
Can I ban myself?
You're out. Bazzy is in.
No, gonna interrupt quick. Bazzy is doing his own Discord event tomorrow.
Ooh, ah.
Did you catch up on the info?
Isn't he just talking about Persona?
Yeah, he really likes Persona 3, which is awesome. And he said, I want to do a tier list of all the music of Persona 3 and talk about all the music that I like and talk about with people. And I said, I'll put it on the calendar. That's a great idea because I'm not doing anything tomorrow night. So if anyone's interested, we're going to be talking about the musical styles of Persona 3 Reload at 7:00 tomorrow in the Discord. It's very last minute, but that's okay. It's just going to be a chill, fun time. And our Discord community is always here to encourage people to be their nerdy, awesome selves. So if anyone else wants to do a TED Talk in the Discord, that would actually be a fun program we can do. People just like talking about stuff. Let us know. Mm-hmm. It can beat out the anime watch along that we gave up on.
Whoops.
We could do double play TED Talks. But anyway. You got Bochy Volume 2.
Yes.
Stupid question. Do you have Bochy Volume 1?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Okay. Brilliant. I mean, this wouldn't be the first time I did that, so.
I wasn't sure.
You never know. Guys, never let them know your next move.
Killing it. Nice. Have you read it? I know you have a lot to go through.
No. I have not. I'm working through Soul Eater. I'm on volume 18 on Soul Eater.
Oh, how's it feeling? How you feeling?
Wait, before I go into Soul Eater, I got to talk about the last thing I bought. And then we can talk about Soul Eater.
Yes.
I bought the first volume of The Ice Guy and The Cool Girl.
I'm struggling a lot to support that, but it's okay.
So I watched the first episode of the anime, and I was like, this is absolutely terrible.
And then you bought... See, that's why I'm not supporting it. And then you bought something you know you dislike.
But the manga might be better.
But it doesn't matter. The premise isn't going to change.
No, but the premise isn't the issue. The problem in the anime was that they were all monotone and it was boring. But if I can't hear them speak, maybe it will be better.
Oh my god, Thomas, you're a disaster.
What do you mean? I'm supporting...
Okay, let's see how it goes.
I'm supporting the manga industry. What do? Sit on manga decks all day? Reading trash as well.
Thomas, I buy plenty.
But you sit online and read trash. Why can't I read trash in person?
That's fine, but I... That's fine.
Guys, Mary is not supportive of me. All right, Mary, how much do you think I spent on all these volumes? I'm going to count how many volumes it is.
Okay.
Eight, ten.
Really random.
15. 17. This
while you count. Remember when we
17
bought...
17 is the count.
Remember when we bought manga on the podcast, like... last year, and I instantly got like the exact number of how much it was. I like perfectly guessed it. It was like $374, and I said like $370. Like, I just remembered that. I aced it. I'm gonna say if this was all on on discount, and you're
the skip and loafer wasn't
okay,
clearance.
Thank you. Good info, and you got five volumes of that.
And Bocchi wasn't.
I'm going to go with, like, 170.
It was, like, 130-something.
Wow, that's great.
I know, right? And they gave me a bookmark.
I saw that with our girl Mau Mau on it.
Yeah, and Dan to Dan Volume 7 is on it.
Oh, cute.
Were let me actually grab it. I'll say what else is on it.
Were the Skip and Loafers $12.99?
No, they were like $9-something.
Oh, okay. That's why I was predicting a higher price on the full priced ones. Okay. Love to see it.
Also on the bookmark is Mushoku Tensei and The Eminence in Shadow, as well as some other things that are cut off. Oh, Initial D. Deja Vu.
LOL.
And they have a QR code. Let's see where the QR code takes us.
Remember, this is a podcast, and no one can see what you're doing.
Oh, right.
Like, I can't see you pointing at me, but
it just takes us to the website, so this is not as exciting. But that makes sense, actually.
Yeah, that's actually great marketing. Good job, Merry Manga.
All right, now to transition to Soul Eater.
Yeah.
I've kind of talked about it, like, last week, too, but... Where am I at in it? Oh, they're in the Book of Ibon? Albion? Is it Ibon or Albion? Something like that.
I literally read it in 2020.
Okay, so they're in the book. They all changed sexes.
Oh, gosh, that's so fun.
It's so funny. It was so funny.
It's like, for some reason, Soul Eater will do really, like... tropey, stereotypical stuff, and it will still feel different. Like, it's not like a Freaky Friday. It's like, this is a great idea and it's awesome.
Yeah, like Maka's just like looks very plain. They're all like, oh, she just looks the same.
I think it's like the characters are so like well written, and you're at a place in the story where you know them so well that you can do stuff like this, and it just feels so natural for them, you know, because you're all friends.
Yeah.
It's good,
like,
stuff.
And everyone in the book is, like, someone we've kind of known for a while. Like, it's Blackstar, Tsubaki, Maka, Soul, the witch, Blair.
How'd she get in?
She's just with them. I don't know why.
It's fine.
Who else is there? Oh, Patty and Liz are there.
Mm-hmm. But Death's off doing something else, right? Like, the kid.
Death is in the book. We have to get Death.
Yes. Oh, yes. Okay. I'm back. I'm mentally back.
Yeah. When he just went kind of emo mode at the end of it, but like we don't really know yet. Like he just kind of went emo mode. But yeah, the sex change stuff was actually really funny. Like Blackstar's like, wow, I got big boobs. This is crazy. And Maka like sees Blair, and Blair is like a sexy dude. And she's like, I think I understand what it means to be a man now. Oh, no, someone's a sexy woman. I forget who she was, like, kind of, like, fawning over. She was like, ooh, like, they're really attractive. And then Tsubaki was like, why is Blackstar so cute? Oh, my God. It was, like, kind of funny. Like, they're doing the same exact thing as, like, anime male, like, characters do. But after the sex change, now I was like, oh, this is, like, it's kind of funny.
I'm glad you're digging it. I love that so much.
Yeah, it's good.
I just wish I remember enough about it to have like an actual detailed conversation with you, because I've wanted to talk about Canon Soul Eater for years, and now finally I know someone who's interacting with it, and I've forgotten everything.
Well, we're in the book of Ibon. Death, the kid, is trapped in there. The guy who has it is this guy, Noah, who we don't really know anything about. And then he's with Justin Law, the dude who has, like, the, like, chains. He's not, like, Chainsaw Man, but he kind of has, like, the chains attached to him. And they move. Yeah. He, like, control, like, the troll doll things. So they're together. Medusa's doing some stuff with Krona.
Man, Krona is so, ugh.
Yeah, Blackstar just fought Krona.
Yeah, and I love the mixing and matching the manga does. Like, you have, like, pretty, like, Maka and Krona are, like, the pair, you know? But everyone fights everyone, almost. They tag team a lot. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's, like, Maka and Sol are, like, the main duo, but like, it's kind of like the trio of, like, Maka, Blackstar, and Kid, who are, like, all kind of the main characters, even though Maka's kind of the face. Like, they all, like, get their moments and stuff.
That's why when you were complaining in the first volume, you were like, the first three chapters feel so weird because it's, like, a one-shot and it's different. And I was like, no, it sets everything up. And you were like, boo. It literally makes all three of them
the main
character.
I still feel that way.
I know. But it sets them up as, like, all three of them are their own, like, they are all, in a way, the protagonists. It's still definitely heavily Sol and Maka, but everyone's important, and it's just, it's, everyone's important, yay! It's good.
Yeah, anyway, I'm enjoying it. There's, like, 24 volumes, and I'm on 18, so I got, like, 6 more, so it should be good. Yes. And then we begin the voyage into my purchase.
I'm still on volume 6 of Blue Giant. I am not struggling to get through it because I'm reading it. It's because I'm not reading it and I'm playing Final Fantasy. So when I was over your house 2 weekends ago, I'm glad I didn't take anything else because I am actively not reading manga. But that's okay. Oh, before we get into the weeklies, I just want to say one thing that you won't be able to discuss with me, but I just want to throw it out there for any sympathizers. The last 5 months of Akatsuki no Yona have been absolutely devastating. If anyone's reading Yona of the Dawn, we're getting close to the end, and there's some, like, drama going on with the dragons, and it's just, like, every month, I'm like, ugh! Oh, like, I start the chapter, I remember how sad it is right now, and then the chapter ends and it doesn't get better. It's still very good, and I hope we eventually improve, but you can tell we're getting close to the end game, so the stakes are just through the roof. And I'm like, man, I need, like, a vacation after every chapter I read. So, if anyone wants to talk to me about that, at me. But I don't think anyone does. Thanks.
At her. But don't.
At me.
I didn't At even me, realize you... Yona the Dawn was still going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The anime was basically, like, the prelude. It's about this princess who needs to reclaim her throne by traveling the country to collect the four dragons, yada, yada, yada. So at the end of the anime, she gets the four dragons, but then she has to reclaim her kingdom. We're like, there's like 45 volumes of it. And it's not just like shoujo. It's like action adventure. It's very violent. The battles are great. Like it's an 8/9 out of 10. I'm really, really enjoying it. So, and I've been reading it for like years.
Yeah, I know you have, but yeah. That's cool. That's still going on.
Yeah. And it's really good. So if anyone needs a rec, that one at me. Okay. Weeklies, right? Or are you good? We want continual updates on your reviews of your purchases, so keep us posted.
I shall.
Yay. What do you want to talk about?
I mean, I'm not watching much at this point in the season. Let's talk about A Sign of Affection.
Yeah. What happened this episode?
They went on the camping trip thing.
They go camping, yeah, and she's looking for a job.
She's still looking for a job. She's been looking for a job for like 4 episodes.
Yeah. I'm getting a little nervous because a lot of the times, like, we say, man, the whole anime is about the people getting together. And then the anime ends and you want to see them together. And I think I'm starting to realize why they don't have a lot of anime of people already being together, because it's a little boring.
Half the fun is the hunt, Mary.
I know, but like, I feel like one of our biggest complaints is like, just get together already so we can see you, and now we're seeing them, and I'm like, snore.
Nah, like, I feel like this is kind of boring because they're literally not doing anything. Like, it's like twofold. It's like they're not really doing anything, but she's also acting like still kind of weird about it, you know? Like, you're dating this dude, like, aren't you guys gonna like go do more than just literally nothing? Like,
has she ever dated someone before? Probably not. She doesn't know.
I don't know. I mean, is it that hard to figure out what to do with someone when you're dating? You just do things you guys like to do. Like, they went on the camping trip and, like,
Last a day. They weren't even there for a day.
I know. We also, like, they, like, start going out. He goes to, like, a foreign country. And then we did the whole, like, backstory on Emma and the hairstylist guy. Which, Shin, thank you. And that just wasn't all that interesting, like, because there's this whole side of it that's like, oh, this is my girlfriend. And he's like, what? And he's all surprised. And we learn why he's surprised. And it's like, that's not really all that interesting. It's like, dude, if you just want to go out with this Emma girl, just ask her out. Like,
yeah, get good.
I don't know. Like, it's just like not that. Like, plot point is just not that compelling. Like, I think the interesting stuff is like our protagonists and Oshkun, because I like him, but
yeah, he hasn't been around. We need him for the drama. I want the drama.
Yeah, like in this episode he's like with that girl whose dog he watched, but like no one remembered that, and she's like, I hate seeing you like this. And it's like, what? Like, you. So she likes Oshkun, and then Oshi likes Yuki, but Yuki likes. And it's like, all right, guys, like, let's all calm down.
Let's the geometry begin.
Let's just say how we feel, move forward, do fun things, wear cute outfits, and be on our merry way.
Emphasis on wear cute outfits.
Your words, not mine.
I miss the days where we just went on Costco dates, like in that one episode.
Oh, yeah. But, like, that was, like, pretty good, you know? Like,
I love that. Yeah, that was not a throwing shade. I was all for the Costco dates.
Like, I just don't care that much about Yuki's friend and Itsuomi's friend, the, like, bar dude. Like,
Oh, I think they're kind of cute.
But I don't know. It's like in this episode, they're
They-ite.
like, oh, guy called her asking her out, and she said no. And it's like, okay, whatever. It's just fine, but I like it still. I want to see where it goes.
Oh yeah, like I'm still in. And the crazy thing is, we're very close to the end of the season.
We
We might be
are.
due. We might be due in the coming weeks for a preview of next whatever.
Oh, don't even get me started. Next season's gonna be so
Next
fire.
season.
Let's not
I
even talk about it, or
know.
I'll just
And it's
start ranting.
Bad because I'm in the office 5 days a week, so I won't be able to watch anime while working anymore.
Oh, it's Jover.
It's Jover, and I can't leave my job.
I'm just gonna say three words, and then we're gonna talk about Apothecary Diaries.
Three words,
Sound,
go.
euphonium, three. Anyway.
Woo! Those girls from Frieren.
We're talking those girls from Frieren. That's who their spinoff in Sound Euphonium. All right. Apothecary Diaries. I watched it today while eating lunch.
Oh, so
So
you're fresh.
it's literally right in my brain. It's the only thing I can think about. Yo, weird episode. Kind of thought they would like go back more into the Wakan thing, but this is just like it seems like that's gonna happen next episode because of the end of this one. They showed Lycon, and he said like blue flower, and then the next episode is called Blue Flower, and I'm like, oh shit, what's blue
Gasp.
flower? Ah, oh my god. But we got a whole thing about Lihaku liking the one courtesan Leti. And then Jinshi like has a conversation with him about it to I don't know like test him I guess I didn't really understand that but
Oh yeah, so he it was a weird episode. It wasn't my favorite episode. He wants to buy out his love. The do they call them concubines? No. I don't remember. He wants to
Courtesan?
buy
Courtesan?
courtesan. Yeah, he wants to buy out the courtesan. He doesn't he's scared 'cause he actually loves her and doesn't think he can do it. So Mao's like, let's see if you're worth it. And while she's giving him a body inspection because anime, Jinshi walks in.
That was
So
funny.
original, yeah, that was funny. Originally, Jinshi is like, I need to see if this guy's good for Mao Mao. What the hell are you doing? But then when he realizes he's going after the courtesan, he goes, but if it's someone Mao Mao cares about that much, I will still like do the legwork and interrogate him to make sure he's worth it for someone that the person I like cares about. And then once he gets the approval, he's like, here's the money you need. And then Lihaku has the best line. He's like, how can I welcome a wife with like money or whatever that isn't mine? Like he wants to do the work for it. And I was like, what a man. Great line. And then he realizes that he doesn't have the money anyway. But the sentiment was great.
I don't know. I mean, beggars can't be choosers, and sometimes you just gotta take out a
Beg.
loan to buy your girl, you know?
I know. I don't remember what happens in this plot point, so we'll have to see, but it's good stuff, ooh. I remember being a little disappointed in the episode because, again, I was expecting more of the typical stuff. But talking about it, I was like, yeah, that was pretty good.
It was funny, like her like doing the like body inspection with Lihaku. That was
Yeah.
pretty funny.
It's a weird show, but it does a lot.
Yeah, but we're gonna jump right back in, Mary. We're going right back into it soon.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be waiting and we'll be pumped. We'll see what the outcome will be of Mao Mao's dad. Question mark. Exclamation point.
Oh yeah, lock on. The dude.
Lock on.
Creepy man.
Creepy man.
Creepy
Anyway.
man.
What else are we? Oh, Frieren-sama. Pretty good this week.
Oh crap. Did I watch it?
Oh God. They fight Frieren.
Oh, right. You were episode back last week. So, yes.
Yes.
Yes, they beat the free ring copy.
My question is, what did you think of the pacing of the episode?
Oh God. I mean, I don't remember it that well, to be honest.
Do you remember the pacing of the episode?
No. I don't.
Fair. Okay. 'Cause it's their fight and then intersperses of a flashback with Setie, who's like the all-powerful mage. And I did like it, and everyone in the Discord and online has been like, I love the way that Frieren like integrates its story with its fights, and like that episode felt so good. And I understand the sentiment after watching it,
You mean
but
what
while I
Sam
was
said in our
watching,
Discord server?
basically, but while, and I think Bazzy and Flammy said something about it too, but while I was watching it, I was like, do the thing and tell me later. Like, I just wanted to. I don't know if I was just being impatient that day, because usually I'm all in for the artistry, but I was getting a little impatient. Mike even liked it because I'm watching Frieren with Mikey G. He was like, oh wow, that was a pretty good episode. And I was like a little annoyed. And then you don't even see like them win. It goes to the final blow and then the episode ends. And I'm like, what actually happened though? The flashback was good and the sentiment was there, but I could actively be a hater. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I
You
like
don't
the
remember.
show, but I don't love it. Episode seemed fine. I like this arc specifically because they're actually doing stuff and things are happening. We're not just like sitting in a cold forest with a monk for like 2 episodes being like, man, it's cold. What do?
See,
I'm a monk. Whoa.
I liked season one better than season two.
I like this right now better.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine agreeing to disagree on that, but yeah, I don't know. But it's all good. But it was still a good episode. I think like once we finish this exam or whatever, I mean, the show's gonna end. 'Cause the season will be up. So we gotta see if when they announce a second season. For all we know, they'll either announce it at the end of the final episode, or we won't hear from them for 3 years. So
One of two options. We find out or we don't. And then we panic and we buy the manga.
yeah. I mean, I've already been reading it, but I think they'll definitely at some point get another season, 'cause I think it's been really popular.
Yeah, it's been pretty big, so I would assume they're
Yeah.
gonna like schmoove on it if they can to get more seasons out there, you know?
Yeah, I think it's gonna own next year's anime awards because technically both cores will count.
Oh yeah, I
Because
guess
it's.
you're right. Yeah. What's
Yeah,
it up
it's
for
so
anything this year?
strange.
Or no?
No, because it wasn't eligible.
Oh right, I always
Because
forget the timing of it.
the rules are dumb. But. All right. I did not watch this week's episode of Dungeon Meshi because I'm struggling to sign into the Netflix account. So I need to workshop that offline. But yeah, that's everything.
What about the
I think it's
No.
time to say goodbye.
No. No, not the firefighter Daigo that you loved so much.
I haven't watched it in a few weeks, and I don't, which is my fault, but also there were so many recap episodes, I stopped keeping track of it, and I need to see if I have the determination to catch back up. And right now, the answer is no. The good news is that it won't be difficult to like remember where I was because the first 8 minutes of every episode is also recap. So I can pick it up whenever I want. Literally anyone could jump into any episode of this series and instantly know what's going on because it's mostly recap all the time. It feels like early 2000s Katekyo Hitman Reborn. Like that is what they've made. So
Welp, no
it was a good
more
run.
Firefire Daigo. Barry made it through 8 episodes and 4 recap
Oh
episodes.
no. Okay. That's better. I was going to say, I got pretty far. I'm on episode 18.
Eight episodes and eight recap episodes.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
There you go.
So, I still liked it, but I'm tired. I'm tired of being hurt.
I don't want to be hurt no more.
I don't want to be hurt no more. I don't want to be lonely no more. Okay. Is that all?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all I'm watching.
Cool. Let's jump into our topic.
So guys, if you weren't aware, the Crunchyroll Anime Awards occurred and winners were announced. We're going to do a little review, talk about what we think, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So, without further ado.
Yeah. Firstly, I want to thank everyone who joined us for the Discord community watch-along of the awards. We had like 5 or 6 people in there. Mm-hmm. And it was super fun. It was definitely better than last year's. Not our event, the event itself. It was still not great, but our hangout was definitely less of a roast than last year's hangout, because last year's was just crazy. So there were improvements to the program. And thanks for everyone who took the time to watch it with us. I think we had a lot of fun. If you're interested in any anime community events, including a Persona 3 TED Talk, join the Anime Double Play Discord. You can find a link at animedoubleplay.com.
Bang.
Bang. So, to review this year's winners, I just want to say, so we're scrolling down from the bottom of the Anime Awards list and going up. So we're starting with the voice performances first. Congrats to Dr. Stone for winning an award. Oh. Best Arabic voice performance. It's just so funny to me. Like, I'm seeing all the JJKs and Chainsaw Mans and whatever. And then I'm like, Dr. Stone?
Nani?
But this guy must rule. We were talking about it at the awards, and it would have been nice to have like a little voice clip so we'd be able to hear the performance, just to kind of like, you know, give props and for everyone to get an experience of how the different dubs sound in different countries. But still, awesome job. We can kind of go through, since we watch most our anime subbed, we can go to the Japanese performance.
Oh, which, you're starting at the bottom?
Yes, I said that.
Oh, sorry.
You gotta save the best for last.
Okay. Okay.
And best Japanese voice performance went to Satoru Gojo, which is a name you're gonna be hearing a lot. From, I almost say Katekyo Hitman, from Jujutsu Kaisen season 2. From
Katekyo Hitman Reborn.
Yeah, out of everyone in there, I think I voted for Eren, but... Oh, or I voted for Bochi. Bochi had a phenomenal performance as well, but... Uh-huh. Gojo did do good, and Yuichi Nakamura is a very well-deserved voice actor. He's done a lot of stuff, so happy for him.
Yeah, I don't know who he is, but he sounds cool.
All good.
He sounds cool. Are we doing English? I don't think I watched any of... I didn't watch a single dub thing, so I'm out on that one.
I wasn't planning to do English. Let me check it. Chainsaw Man, Ryan Colt Levy won for Denji Best Performance. I voted for Ichigo because he's a hot guy with a sword. And Johnny Young Bosch is an important person in everyone's lives. But he didn't win. And then I didn't watch any of the other ones dubbed, so that's my opinion. Up next... Thomas, Best Romance. I'm sorry. Skip and Loafer did not win the only award it was nominated for.
How could this happen to me?
Cry.
Like, how does a spinoff of Horimiya win? Horimiya Pieces, which was funny. I watched a decent bit of it. I did enjoy it. But, like, it literally has no plot. It's just, like, one episode things of the characters doing stuff. Skip and Loafer was actually good. It also beat out Insomniacs After School that people really liked. Tomo-chan that I think people liked, and Yamada-kun shouldn't have won, but like, it was serviceable. it was serviceable in there. My Happy Marriage should, no, that wasn't it. But come on, Skip and Loaf are so much better than that. Like, the original Horimiya, like, if that won, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, I really disagree with the treatment of the Horimiya title, like how they rushed it in the first season and was like, oh crap, this is popular, let's just randomly animate the rest. Like, either do it or don't do it. So that hurts. I mean, I like Horimiya. I thought it worked better as a manga than an anime, but I'm glad it won. But I definitely think Skip and Loafer and Insomniacs After School was stronger, and I think Insomniacs After School should have won.
Ooh, you don't think Skip and Loafer should have won?
Correct. I think that's more slice of life than romance in this season.
Okay, whatever. I don't like that. We're moving on.
Fine. Best fantasy, our favorite fantasy of all time, Demon Slayer.
Again, I've been defeated.
Yeah, we have the same fight all the time, me and random people on the internet. Like, is it fantasy or is it just like, I don't know. I guess it's a
Yeah,
fantasy.
it's close enough.
Don't know.
I wanted Hell's
But fine.
Paradise. It didn't win. 0 for 2. 0 for 2, guys.
0 for 2. Yeah, Thomas isn't doing too hot. Best drama went to Attack on Titan, the first movie of the finale, so not the second. The second one will be up for grabs next year, which is just going to meld with my brain strange.
Yeah, I don't really like how they're doing that, but whatever.
Yeah. My big L from this is that Vinland Saga didn't win.
You do like Vinland
I will
Saga?
let I do like this particular season of Vinland Saga. I will let you guys know what the biggest L is when we get there. But drama, yeah, I mean, Attack on at least My Happy Marriage didn't win.
Oh my God, if My Happy Marriage won, I don't know what I would do. Probably not partake in these awards anymore and move on with my life to grander things.
My Happy Marriage was a really popular title.
I don't know why. Did you watch? I watched like six episodes. I was like, this is so trash.
I watched the whole thing. I thought the first arc was somewhat compelling that I kept watching it, but the second arc, I just didn't care.
Yeah, I like she got kidnapped, and then I was like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, so moving on.
Moving
Best
on.
comedy. Best comedy went to Spy X Family.
Defeated again.
I know. Honestly, I would have been fine. I wanted Bocchi to win because Bocchi is the funniest thing I've watched in 8 years.
Yeah.
The last funniest thing I've watched was My Love Story. But Bocchi was just absolutely hysterical. I would have been fine with Zom 100, because I do think there's a lot of really funny moments in that. And honestly, I've never even seen Buddy Daddies. I would have been fine with Buddy Daddies.
What? Wait, no. Spy X Family. Hold up. Spy X Family is very good. Like,
Yes, I'm saying,
and it's
I
by far the
think.
most popular out of all these on the list.
Yes, I should have caveated. I'm fine with Spy X Family winning. I'm also good with the other ones that I just listed winning, but I wanted Bocchi to win.
Why are you okay with Buddy Daddy's winning if you didn't even watch it?
Because I heard it was really funny.
Yeah, okay.
Because
I
I
don't
watched
know.
some clips online. I've watched some clips online and I actually laughed.
You should watch it. Maybe it's the next
I
best thing.
know. I'm thinking about it. Bazzy's really into it. He was very happy when it won some stuff, but we'll get there.
Oh, I
Be
wanted Bocchi the Rock. They didn't win.
so here's a confusing thing. Best action went to Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, but there's a difference between Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 and Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2, the Gojo stuff. You can see in like the award listing, there's two different posters and they have two different titles. So there's like
I
it's
don't really
they were
get
at
why they do that. Like it's in my mind it's just
yeah.
one thing, right? Like
Yeah, they were announcing them as two separate things during the award show, and it was very strange to me.
yeah,
But
I feel like too much semantics. Like, it's the same shit. Like, just clump it together. It's Jujutsu Kaisen. It was also all in the same, like, two seasons. Also, like, the prelude stuff was only, like, six episodes of it. Like, it really should
I
just all
know.
be included in the same thing.
I agree. I completely agree. But in regards to best action, Jujutsu Kaisen looks amazing. I'm completely fine with it winning. I would be fine with any of these winning. Chainsaw Man, the action was great. Demon Slayer, the action is always great. Attack on Titan Part 1, the big showpiece in this is Hanji's Last Stand, which was really good. I don't know if that's enough to beat like an entire season of great battle animation, but that was absolutely a showcase. Bleach's animation has been killing it, and Rukia got Bankai that season, so it should win everything. And One Piece killed it in Wano. So, like, this was all fair game. And congrats to Jujutsu Kaisen. JJK won a lot of awards this award season, but I'm not particularly mad about this one.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, the action scenes were great. I can't really argue. Like, if Demon Slayer had won this, like, I assume best action... They're referring to the action scenes, not... I don't know.
Yeah.
I could see, like, Demon Slayer because the animation's sick. Or, I don't know, that or Chainsaw Man. I mean, if they gave it One Piece, I wasn't gonna fucking sit here and say no. So, but yeah, I mean, Jujutsu Kaisen is, like, the most popular anime out there right now, probably. Like, if we exclude, like, One Piece and Attack on Titan's over, like... JJK is the biggest thing, so it's just gonna win a bunch of stuff, and that's fine because it's the most popular thing, right? Like, if it only won like one award, we'd be like, oh, what's happening? So it makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sit here and
totally
like get all frustrated about it. Moving on to Must Protect at All Costs. Anya Forger wins. I've been defeated again. Bocchi lost. No.
It's hard to compete against an actual adorable child.
Bocchi is an actual adorable child. What do you mean?
But
and she shreds.
Anya's a little baby. She's a little baby.
Pochta. Why is Pochta even up for it? He's, like, not even in it.
Pochta should not be up for it. Pochta is cute, but that does not equate.
He's also, like, kind of dead, so.
Yeah. Miri is the alternate universe version of Anya, which I bet she does deserve to be loved and protected, but she's not popular enough. Bocchi absolutely, but he can also protect himself because he's slaying. And then I don't even know which girl in Witch of Mercury they're talking about. So I'm going to Google her. Suleta. It's the name of the robot? Please hold. It's the redheaded one. She's pretty cute. But, again, she mans a Gundam, so she's probably fine. Anya takes it. I'm fine with that, but I did vote for Bocchi. You still there?
Yeah, sorry. I'm like 0 for 5. No, nothing of mine is winning. I'm just being sad.
Thomas,
I'm being beaten down by the Megan Thee Stallion and the Crunchyroll Awards.
Not answering because he's depressed. We go into best supporting character. This is the biggest L for me. One, because my thing didn't win, but also my thing was not nominated. Where the hell is Einar from Vinland Saga?
Yo, there's no Vinland Saga love in this. They weren't even up for a bunch of stuff. I'm kind of surprised because it was fairly popular.
Absolute physical pain. The mangaka of Vinland Saga got invited to the awards and went to win nothing. And he tweeted about it and he said, "It was great seeing Yasobi play live. I loved it." I was like, "You are the greatest man."
I didn't know Yasobi played live. What'd they play? Did they play Idol?
They did. They did Idol, yeah.
Yeah, that figures. That's cool.
But, yeah, it was really cool. They're playing in California next month, and I'm like, oh, speaking of which, did you buy your plane tickets to go see Miku?
No, not yet. I forgot I have to do that.
Totally do that. But anyway, best supporting character went to Satoru Gojo, who's at least in the first six episodes of the second season is the main character. So,
oh, but he's not the main character of the series.
Come yeah on. But Thomas, look at the poster. They're differentiating. They announced this with a different title. They said Jujutsu Kaisen like inventory / death when they announced this, as opposed to just saying Jujutsu Kaisen season 2. It was as if they were treating them as two like sub series of each other.
But it literally says he's from Jujutsu Kaisen season 2 though.
I'm saying though, at the awards they were announcing them separately. So if they're going to do that, no. They need to commit.
No.
Just saying.
This is all silly. He's like the most popular anime character out right now. Like, he wins.
Okay, Kakashi walked so he could run.
Basically.
The
rest of the cast is kind of soft, too. Everyone else who's up for supporting character, I mean.
Yeah, Hanji has her great moment, but, like, overall in the Attack on Titan series, I don't think she's the best supporting character. I mean, Reagan's great, but I forgot that Mob Psycho Season 3 even came out this year. And Power annoys me constantly, so.
Yeah, I think this is just one of those things where it's, like, JJK is super popular, and everyone likes their characters, and they're just going to sweep a bunch of awards. So Gojo's just going to win because he's, like, the most popular character in the most popular anime. So he's up for something, he's just gonna win.
But hey, Thomas, here up next you get a W. Take it.
Do I? Oh my god. Best main character, yes, Monkey D. Luffy.
Woo!
It goes without explanation, Thomas wins.
Right? Yeah, I mean, when we were watching it in our watch group, someone was like, how can Luffy still be getting nominated for stuff? And it's like, well,
I think that's fair.
It's still airing.
I think that's fair. Yeah. It should be new stuff, right? Like, that's how I feel about it. Like, it should be... I feel like you could even make an argument that, like, My Hero shouldn't be up for stuff, even though it's, like, obviously it hasn't been up for anything we've gone over. But, like, this anime's been going on for, like, 8 years. Like, it's not new. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, best director, which, I don't know. It's like voting on something we don't know much about. Like, we don't really know what the director does, right?
Yeah, and we've said this year over year. If we do notice some really good direction, it's like a big deal. Like, when Devilman Crybaby won this category, I was like, yes, because I actually noticed the direction. And also, I believe, like, Sunny Boy was nominated. I only watched 5 or 6 episodes of that a year or two ago, and I was like, yes, because that was such a unique-looking show. The only thing I would say, one, Jujutsu Kaisen won. Two, yeah, I would say, Chainsaw Man looked really unique and different, and it was so funny, Thomas, because they would play clips from all the anime that were nominated, like, award after award, and Chainsaw Man just looked so different from everyone else.
Chainsaw Man looked really cool. Like, all those animation haters can piss off.
Yeah. I think it was more of an art direction choice, which is totally fine. Which is why I didn't win best direction per se, but it was just so funny to see how much Chainsaw Man stands out over the competition, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's fair. I mean, they really did different stuff with it, which I think is fair because the drawings are like, for the manga, is like super stylized. Like, it's not like reading, I don't know, Soul Eater. Super clear, you know, and like it's just a lot different. So I kind of like where they went with it, but it didn't win. The director of JJK is Shota Goshizono, if anyone was curious.
Yes, and he had a cute little speech. It was good.
Yeah. All right, this is a semi-L for me, but I'm fine with it. Best anime song, which is different than the opening, whatever, we don't have to talk about that part anymore. It is won by Yasobi Idol, which is fine. This song's kind of fucking sick, so I can live with it.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to talk about how I'm pissed about the categories anime song verse opening verse ending verse insert song if you do want me to talk about it. But no. If we're not talking about it,
we already covered it.
I know. This was the biggest streaming anime song of the year. Yeah.
Totally checks. This song's great. It's fun.
It is fun.
I listened to it a ton, and I didn't even watch this anime. But I'm also a big Yasobi fan, so.
Yeah. Thomas takes another L.
Whatever. They can piss off. Next. Best film.
No, I'm saying you took an L here.
Yeah. I said whatever. They can piss off.
Okay, I didn't know if we were talking about the same thing. Keep going.
Best film was won by Suzume, which, before I mention some of the stuff that also got nominated, it seems a little unfair because most of this shit was, like, hardly out in the U.S. Like, was Blue Giant even out in the United States? Like was Psycho-Pass Providence out in the U.S.? Was Black Clover, Sword of the Wizard King in the U.S.? Maybe they were, but I feel like they weren't. Like, Suzume was out for, like, 2 weeks, and you could go see it. Kaguya-sama was out for, like, 5 days. So, not that you like the Kaguya-sama movie, but I still need to watch it. That's a good reminder, actually. Like, the first Slam Dunk didn't get an American release. I'm fairly certain of that. Like,
it did. It was very, very selective, though.
It did? It got an American release, yes. The Slam Dunk movie? Huh.
It had to be nominated, to be up for Oscar contention, and it was up for Oscar contention. It did not get nominated, but I remember reading that it was, so it must have aired somewhere in California at some point in the calendar year.
It just seems like a weird thing, because most anime fans, like, aren't actually watching all of these. Mm-hmm. As opposed to a lot of the other categories. Like, I mean, this has nothing to do with it, but damn, Blue Giant not even getting a full anime, it just gets a movie. Come on, lads. We can be better. But whatever. Suzume, it's fine.
I just clicked where to watch it. The Blue Giant, because I would love to watch it once I finish the manga. So I clicked it, and in the list of where to watch everything, it just says Blue Giant, nominated for Best Film, with nothing else listed. So hopefully Crunchyroll or someone I know gets that, because I would love to watch that.
All right, moving forward. I'm going to keep reading, Mary. I'm on a roll. Don't stop me.
Keep going.
I'm having such a good time.
Don't stop me now. Oh, wow, we're the same person.
Best score went to Attack on Titan, which is very fine. Like, come on. The music in Attack on Titan's kind of sick. They're nice with it. Like, Bocchi didn't win, whatever. I feel like if I voted, I would have gone with Attack on Titan for this. Musing Suzume was good too. They got nominated. I'll give a shout out to Suzume. I like the background noises and the clickety clackety stuff.
I mean, I voted for
okay.
Let me just not talk about that. I voted for Bocchi because it's a music anime and it lost. But it's hard to win against Sawano Hiroyuki, so.
But being a music anime doesn't mean you just have the best background music.
But it says best score. It doesn't say best background music. If it was for best, like, music, like, actual, like, vocal songs, then it should have been nominated for best anime song, which, or insert song, which you told me not to get into, so I won't get
into. Shit, she's doing it, guys.
But if we're saying the score is everything, I feel like all those things should fall in here, and Bocchi had some awesome songs. But
I don't really even know what defines score. I assume score is, like, not the insert songs and not the opening ending. It's like all the other, like, it's like Jaws, like the dun dun dun, 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 like that kind of shit. Like that's happening in the background. That's what I assume it means, but like I don't actually know.
I understand. But yeah, Attack on Titan won. Sawada Hiroyuki was at the awards. He did perform. He Crunchyroll commissioned him to write the new theme song for the Crunchyroll Anime Awards, and the show opened with him and the band performing that song, and it was pretty, it was fine, it wasn't like, it was like normal award show music, it was just very long, and we were still sitting there like, wow, he just keeps going. But it was nice that he was there and accepted it and all that jazz.
There's a theme song for the Crunchyroll Awards?
There is now.
Wow, good for them. That's kind of cool, actually. I'll give my respects. All right.
I'll put it in the Discord later. You can listen to it.
Best ending sequence. Oh my god. Wait, we're just going to do best opening and best ending together.
I was going to recommend just do them at the same time because they both are the same.
So Jujutsu Kaisen 1. First off, we'll go back to the ending. Both the opening and ending are fantastic, so I'm really not going to complain here. Looking at the endings, Akari winning is fine. That song's really good. If you want to hear a cool version of it, the guy does Soshi Sakiyama. He does an acoustic version of it on the First Take YouTube channel. It's very good. I would recommend. And then
I will say that category could have just been all Chainsaw Man openings.
You mean
just
saying, Chainsaw Man endings? They had
endings, and they were all really good. I think I voted for Chainsaw Man. I honestly don't really remember the ending to Jujutsu Kaisen. I absolutely think it should have won best opening. I love that opening, but we're getting to that.
What, Chainsaw Man?
The ending? Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh, sorry.
But the ending for JJK, I was like, here nor there on.
Oh, wait, it's actually... No, I think the ending's actually really good.
Honestly, when you even said you remembered the artist, I was like, okay, he knows
it's,
it more than me.
It's so. Class. Listen to the First it's Take class. Version. It's okay. Really good.
Okay, yeah, I will take your rec.
Cool. So, now opening. So, Where Is Our Blue 1, which is like the first JJK Season 2 opening.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of surprised Idol didn't win, to be honest. This is the JJK stands going out to vote. But shoutouts to Work for Hell's Paradise, because that opening was crazy good, too.
That opening was good. The Chainsaw Man opening could have also won, and I wouldn't have been sad. I'm a huge Kenji Yonezu fan. I thought the animation was great in that. But that JJK opening was just like my anime earworm of the year. It was just, I listened to that song on repeat. It's just so good.
And Song of the Dead by Zom 100.
It was a stacked great category.
It was.
Again, not mad JJK won, but it's hard to be, JJK won so much, but it's hard to be mad because it was genuinely really good, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, moving forward, we have best continuing series. So I'll stir up a little controversy on this. So One Piece won, which is fine, but everything else being nominated for it, it just seems kind of weird. Like, I feel like, how is something the, like, continuing series and then anime of the year, like, I don't know. I feel like, as I said before, there's, like, a point where, like, it's not, like, it should just be for, like, new shows, not, like, Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 winning. Because, like, then we just get, like, Attack on Titan winning everything, and you get the same stuff all the time, which they're the most popular shit, so it's, like, kind of fine. But, like, I feel like anime of the year should be, like, specifically for new series, especially if you have a continuing series thing, you know? Or just, I guess, have, like, best new series. I don't know if that's a category. Is it?
It is.
It is? I guess it's fine then. I might rescind all my comments.
Was One Piece nominated for Anime of the Year?
I don't think so.
So you're still good.
But it wins this, but then isn't nominated for Anime of the Year.
I know. The fact that it's not... The fact that it's not even nominated, like, if you're going to own it, because it probably would have won. Or been very close.
It beat JJK in this, you know?
It was the year of Luffy last year, like, between the live action, the float, like...
Oh, yeah. But his hat, Mary, his hat got ripped.
Thomas, we all have weaknesses, and we finally found Luffy's.
Nope.
It's the forest.
No, it's the ocean and sea stone cuffs. We already knew that.
Thanks for leaning into my joke.
Never.
But yes. One Piece one.
Never. All right, Mary, we have a dub.
We have a dub. Let me see. Wait, we did this. Yes, we have a dub.
We have a dub. A Thomas dub, everyone. Slice of life.
It's a little,
Anime of the year. I don't know why I said anime of the year. This is not that. It's the slice of life award. I don't know what happened.
Slice of life anime.
The slice of life anime of the year goes to Bocchi the Rock. Finally. Woo! Finally.
How does it feel to have Bocchi beat out Skip and Loafer, your two loves?
That's fine. I mean, I like Bocchi the Rock more, but I liked Skip and Loafer quite a bit. If fucking Yamada-kun had won, oh man, I would be such a sad soul. That would be so egregious, but it's fine. We did it.
Me and Bazzy, the only two humans who liked Yamada 99.
I liked it. It just isn't better than the other stuff that's nominated.
You're absolutely correct, but I would have loved it. I would have loved it if it won.
All right. We're coming down to our folks. Best art direction?
Yes.
So, Demon Slayer 1, which, that's fine, I guess. But I would have liked Hell's Paradise to win, or even Chainsaw Man. Like, has Chainsaw Man even won anything?
Not yet. Besides voice acting, not yet.
Yeah. I don't know.
I would have liked to see Chainsaw Man or Zom 100 come out with this. Zom 100 had a really, like, the rainbow blood on the zombies. Like, it had some very unique artistic choices that I thought really elevated it. So, same with Hell's Paradise. Hell's Paradise also looked amazing. But it's so hard when, like, Demon Slayer looks so good all the time. Like, I think there's a difference between best animation and best art direction. Does it necessarily win best art direction? I don't say so. I don't think so. But if this category is just like the best looking, it's really hard to vote against Demon Slayer. So it really depends on like interpretation.
Hell's Paradise was very good.
I think for unique style, the ones that we listed should have won. But I just work here.
Yeah. Hell's Paradise is the nuts though.
I need to finish that show.
Oh, so good. All right. Best cinematography. It went to Jujutsu Kaisen. It beat all the other shonens and Heavenly Delusion. No.
I will say it was nice to see Heavenly Delusions nominated for a bunch of stuff, which usually you would see mostly Crunchyroll titles nominated for the Crunchyroll Anime Awards. But that was in a Disney Plus jail. Or Netflix, Hulu, whatever. And
it was Disney Plus.
It's not winning, but it's making an appearance.
Yeah, I feel like Crunchyroll is pretty fair with stuff like not on their platform winning their awards and whatnot. I feel like in the past they've been pretty chill with it, but they get the best titles, so like.
Yeah, Devilman Crybaby and Made in Abyss won Anime of the Year in their respective years, and they were not Crunchyroll anime.
What was Made in Abyss on?
I feel it. Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah. Yo, isn't it wild that Amazon's like, yeah, we're going to have anime. We're going to have Wotakoi, Made in Abyss, the Evangelion movies, and too many Pokemon movies. And I was like, wait,
we're going to have equally the grossest and most adorable things you've ever seen. We're going to have Made in Abyss and all the Pokemon movies. You're like, okay.
Kind of based.
Something's not adding up. But, yeah.
All right. Here we're going down. Best new series went to Chainsaw Man.
Chainsaw Man. I think it's only win. which is such a weird one to win. So it was the best new anime this year, but it didn't win any other award it was nominated for.
Top one, JJK, is sweeping everything, and Demon Slayer is, like, picking up the slack along the way.
I know. It's hard when JJK's winning everything and kind of deserves it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's so popular. It's kind of just, like, whatever, you know? It's the most popular thing. It's going to win a lot. I'm not going to, like, argue against it. It's like, are we really going to, like... Is it really not going to win category? Maybe it could be up for slightly less categories. Like, maybe you don't give it ending of the year. You don't put it up for that or some shit. I don't know. But Chainsaw Man got the dub here. Tatsuki Fujimoto. Hell's Paradise and Boat to the Rock lost. So, whatever. We'll deal. Next, Best Animation... is going to Demon Slayer. So Attack on Titan was up for this. Could see Attack on Titan winning this. JJK was up for it. I felt like the animation JJK wasn't, like, top stuff
again, it
this
depends,
season.
It depends on what part we're talking about. It's hard because it crosses from summer into fall. So, like, are we talking about... the Shibuya battles? Are we only talking about the Gojo flashback? Like, it's hard to draw the line because they're not super specific about it. They're super specific about it half the time, but not the other half of the time, which makes it difficult.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Demon Slayer looks good. It's like its most redeeming quality, so, like...
Yeah, it's really hard to pick a fight with that one. Demon Slayer is, like, a marvel.
All right, the final three awards, everybody. We have Best Character Design was won by Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh, boy.
Which, this one confuses me. Character design confuses me every year. Because how can you...
They trust people.
You didn't design the characters. The mangaka did. Like, character design be just for originals, and then there's a separate one for, like, interpreting, like, I don't know, interpreting a design for digital? Like, I don't, it's hard.
They all trust people, though, in JJK, like,
I
Hell's
mean,
Paradise, they got
say,
crazy looking shit.
You could say that about Hell's Paradise, too.
No,
I mean,
you didn't even
that
watch
about
it.
JJK. No, you could say that about JJK, too, all the curses and stuff.
Nah, I don't know.
One guy literally eats crazy crap as his power.
Who eats crazy crap as his power?
Ghetto. He can, like,
oh, he
eat
eats
the
curses
souls. And then control them. Yeah. But they taste gross. Yeah. See, I'm not crazy.
I felt like the Hell's Paradise. I want Hell's Paradise to win something, Mary. Come on. They're not giving me anything. There's a bunch of L's.
Thomas, we're calling this, podcast Thomas Takes the L, which we shouldn't because I was going to
think we have a few
tag,
named that
I was gonna tag Mary Manga on Twitter when we post this so they can be like, oh, someone's talking about us, but so I shouldn't say Thomas talks about his Mary Manga stuff and then the episode name is Thomas Takes the L, so I should probably rethink that.
Yeah, different name. Just, I don't know, Crunchyroll review awards. I don't know. Something like that.
That's fine.
But JJK,
sorry, that was in my brain.
Won again, everyone. Shock and awe. All right. Best original
shock
anime.
And awe.
Oh, wait. Buddy, what does best original anime mean? It means it wasn't adapted from anything?
Correct. Wasn't a manga or a life novel or a For Coma or an XYZ. It only exists as an anime. Or it existed first as an anime. Because there could be like a Buddy Daddy's manga now, but that's not where it came from.
Right. Well, Buddy Daddy's took the win. I didn't watch anything in this category. My bad, guys.
Let me double check.
I'm a fraud.
I watched the first two episodes of Akitabu Maid War. Absolutely loved it, but I think it was airing, some of the stuff I dropped, it was airing what when I went to Japan, so it was hard for me to like come back and catch up and all that stuff. Akitabu Maid War was super cool, and I dropped Do It Yourself because it was not super cool. But shout out to Birdie Wing. Everyone loves Birdie Wing.
And now, the final one. Anime of the year. Yes. Who could it possibly be? Was it the anime that won all the other awards? Was there an upset?
No way.
Of course not. It was Jujutsu Kaisen. They won. Woo! Boichi the Rock did not win. Vinland Saga did not win.
It's literally physically painful. Also, I will say, Golden Kamuy didn't get nominated for anything.
They got all screwed up because... You know they took a break six
that
months
show
in.
You have to watch.
It's not my fault.
It's not their fault that one of their. It's not their fault one of their main showrunners died.
No, I'm not. I'm not blaming them, but like, it's really hard to like, for everyone to get really excited about your show when it stops in the middle of the season it's supposed
to
be airing.
It was also a really weird season of JJK. Like in general, it wasn't. It was my. I still liked it, but it was definitely my least favorite season.
Yeah, I have to go back to it, but I will, and I'll enjoy it. So, what I'll say about it, all of this, JJK did really well. It's the most popular anime out there. It won a bunch of awards. It checks out. Yeah, I don't think it's super exciting when... How many did they win? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... we'll go 8. We'll skip the voice actor ones. They won 8. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, is what it is. Congratulations, Jujutsu Kaisen and the team. Everyone's super into your anime,
yeah.
And the world's really excited about it. So that's cool.
Shout out to Vinland Saga, Boichi the Rock, Chainsaw Man, all the other shows we really loved last year. Even if Crunchyroll doesn't remember you, we will.
I will, and I will buy your manga.
Sasageyo.
Shinzo wo Sasageyo. All right. I guess we'll wrap it up, everyone. I
think we're all set.
Thank you for joining us for Anime Double Play. It was fun to go over these awards. Thank you again for joining the live, semi-live reaction of the awards. I heard it was a great, grand old time.
Says the guy who wasn't there.
I wasn't there. I was out with some friends. I was being a social human, which, don't forget, we have to do that every now and then. We mentioned before, if you like listening to this podcast, come join our Discord server. You can find that at animedoubleplay.com. You can come and you can talk to us, or you can talk to other people who like anime too in a very chill, fun environment. Mary streams as well, so follow her at the Kenshin's Girl.
Oh.
But not the Kenshin's Girl, it's just Kenshin's Girl. She posts about that in our Discord too, and a lot of the people who follow her Twitch also are in the Discord, so it's a fun old time.
It's a good community.
It is. Thanks again, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon.